Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hola, buen día.
Hello.
¿Cómo está el enfermito de la casa? How's the little boy that has been sick?
You know, I'm so
bedridden.
I'm so tired of talking on this podcast about back surgeries and problems.
It's not all
like
problems.
I'm living a nightmare. I mean, I hope this is it.
Yeah.
So did we say last time that I had another back surgery? I think we did, right?
I think we did, but then what we didn't say.
Exactly. So here's what happened between last podcast and this podcast. True story. Pretty insane. So I had the back surgery to remove scar tissue. This has been my week. It was supposed to, be a pretty straightforward procedure. I've had it done before. I went back to work maybe 4 days later on Friday. I worked all day, came home, took my gauze off, and the gauze on the inside of the bandage was a little wet. And I was like, oh, that's weird. The shower just must have got it wet. A couple minutes later, I started feeling drip, drip, like on my ass. I hear drip, drip. What is this? Why do I feel this water on my butt? So I wipe it away, comes back again. I wipe it away. Roz, come here. Am I dripping from like my wound? I don't understand. She comes in and we look and it just looks like water. We wipe it away. It's a little clear, a little bit of pink in it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, my incision's dripping. So I go to bed. I show it to my doctor. He says, look, just get off your feet for the night. Let's just rest. Maybe it's just some inflammation. Let's see what it is. Wake up in the morning, same problem, same issue. He goes, you're leaking spinal fluid. We got to get you into
spinal
the hospital.
Spinal cord fluid.
No, it's best. Spinal fluid.
Spinal cord fluid. Is it the same
spinal
thing?
Spinal fluid.
Okay.
It's cerebral spinal fluid.
Cerebral?
Well, it's where you make it. You make it in your brain and it goes through your body. It runs down your spinal cord.
Got
and
it.
It goes through a membrane and it's between your spinal cord.
But it was spinal cord fluid.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay. I've been telling everybody that you had spinal cord fluid. So
you're not wrong, but you're just off.
Okay.
But yeah.
So the thing was ripping.
She does most of her doctor work is medical MD. Online, I'm sorry. WebMD. WebMD is
like everybody else.
No, but then you go down a rabbit hole and you're just like, you have this, you have that, you have cancer, you're dying,
no,
it's over.
Oh my God.
That's how you're...
Anyways, el punto es, porque yo
long-winded.
The point is that he had to go back to surgery.
This is crazy. So I text my doctor. He's 5 minutes away from getting into the ocean to go surfing. And he's like, you're leaking spinal fluid. We have to assemble an emergency team. Let me see who's available. It's a Saturday. He puts a ragtag team together. Not ragtag, because they're incredible doctors. But pulls a team together of him, anesthesiologist, and a nurse. Cedars wasn't available. We went to his operating facility.
Which is like a little hospital.
Which is a little hospital, but nobody's there. Just me and these three people. Show up. They wheel me in, lights on. I go straight into, I go under anesthesia.
Which Eric loves, by the way. I need to do a podcast. about Eric's anesthesia, obsession with anesthesia.
I love it.
¿Cómo se dice?
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia and surgeries. The problem with Eric is he loves going under. He loves having surgeries.
I just
continue.
I love anesthesia, period. Propofol is the shit. Like having a little nap from that.
That is disgusting.
Awesome.
Don't say
it's
that.
It's so fun to kind of like fight the feeling that you're going to.
And then you get up and then you're nauseous and you're throwing up and you feel like shit.
I've never thrown up. I've never been nauseous. I love it. Anyway. Had
he
a surgery again, but the problem was
surgery.
It was actually leaking spinal fluid. There was no infection, thank God, because that would have been the next major risk. But I was told I had to be on extreme bed rest for 3 days, could not move from bed, could not sit up from bed. I mean, everything had to happen while I was in bed, lying horizontally.
Now, can you talk about
Rosalind
your
earned,
wife?
Now, I'm getting there. For the first time in our marriage...
Are you joking? What? For the first time
what? In forever. No. I mean, you actually meant what you said when it was like till death do us part. She did it all.
I did my part.
Well, I mean, my mom also was a champion. Our nanny Delmi was a champion. They all did everything I needed, but Rosalind really brunted the, you know, the work.
I'm a nurse.
She had it all.
I became a night nurse, a day nurse.
I had to take care of like my most embarrassing moments.
Let's talk about that for a second. So this is the thing, guys. He needs to be flat. He can't get
can't
up
get up to
at
the bathroom,
all. Not even 10% of his head needs to be up. It's like flat.
Drink it from a straw.
Yeah, drink it from a straw. Like feeding him.
Eating sideways.
Everything has
you
to be.
You're feeding me. Let's not go that far.
Because I will put things on me and your mom and the nanny Delmi will do like soup form type of thing. Everything was blended. So it was like a soup that we will put inside a container and then he will have a bending straw and then that's how he'll do it.
Hold on.
Now, but I'm not talking, I don't care about that.
I also spent $100 at Creations so we could have soups and juices.
Like and that. Creations was very good for you. But then Eric had to pee and go poo-poo while in bed.
That's disgusting.
He was so mortified.
I don't like to talk.
He was so mortified that he had to go to the bathroom and I had to clean him up like a baby.
I do not. No, you never did. Never. No,
you never. Because you didn't like me. I was willing to do it because it's in sickness and health. It's like I have never smelled your farts. Like I have never smelled your shit.
What are you talking about? Stop talking about this shit.
It's the same thing. Anyways.
Terrible conversation.
So he was very funny. He didn't let me. Oh, I don't want to have this in here.
Disgusting.
Anyways. So you didn't know what? He wanted to keep some mystery. Mystique and some magic in the relationship.
I get it. Everybody does these things. Listen, I watched you deliver two babies, and I was there.
That's what I kept telling you.
I was in the
Eric.
Dirty.
You've seen my cherry, like bloody. What is your problem?
I've seen you crap the bed while you're delivering a baby.
Yeah, I crap. Poo came out when
but
I pushed Dylan. Unfortunately,
it's disgusting. Yeah. I can't. The whole conversation.
You're doing much better.
I had to freaking do everything in a bucket and it was awful and I couldn't wait to get up.
A lot of candles were lit
Wednesday
and everything
and
was
take
open.
A shower and just feel clean and new again. And now I'm walking. Walking was like, I was like a baby deer for the first time. My legs were all wobbly. My head was spinning.
You're still walking weird.
I'm recovering from surgery.
I know. He's very uncomfortable.
But long story short.
I felt bad for you.
It was brutal. Like the most insane week I've ever had. I've never had to lay. It wasn't Netflix and chill. Let's put it that way. It was just lying down for 3 days.
You did watch a lot of Netflix though.
I watched things, but it was how you watch things laying completely horizontal.
Yeah. I kept saying, Eric, you're going to mess your neck if you keep doing that. Now your neck is going to be a problem.
So that was our week.
So what did you learn? What did you learn? Because I'm sure there was a lesson.
My wife is amazing. really, really like major brownie points. Like she was a champion. I scored, you know, she stuck.
I was like, oh dear Lord, is this going to be my life?
Well,
like in 25 years?
That's the funny thing, right? Everybody can be a champion like, for a period of time. Oh. And like, you're like, I got this. I'm in it. It's not going to bother me.
I have to take care of him? I'll do it gladly.
No, that's the funny part.
As long as you don't you don't go into a-hole mode. Eric has like a little switch that you go... And he becomes a-hole mode. As long as you don't do that,
here's the thing.
We're fine.
When you're a type A person.
I'm a type A person as well.
Okay, but when you're type A and you like things done, everything a certain way, and you're down for the count.
When you're sick in bed,
difficult
you should appreciate whatever you get.
Do things
differently like I said, if you're in pain, you're in bed, you're under medication, and everybody's serving you, you shut up, you shush it, and you do what you're told.
It's really
and difficult. You appreciate what people are doing.
I did appreciate it, but what I think is true, and probably everybody who goes through, they have to care for somebody in in an extreme
way.
We did it with a lot of love.
Your mom.
We made it through. Everybody made it through.
And even the kids were champs. Dylan understood that at night he couldn't go, Daddy, and call you three times a night because you were in bed. And he respected that. And Sebi, well, Sebi was Sebi. But, you know, Sebi deals with things differently.
You have to admit, like, when you're a few days into it, you're like, I'm in it. I'll take care of you. I'll do everything you need. By, like, the third, mine was only 3 days. But, like, the last day, it was like, hey, Roz, I dropped something. I can't get it.
And I will
you
get
know
it.
There's the moment where you're like,
I did it, but I didn't say anything.
I know, but it's going through your mind.
I was
where you're
so
like,
graceful.
But I could see it. There was times where your energy would shift a little bit. And I was like, motherfucker, I wish
no,
I could just have him get up.
No,
and get
I did.
Yes, for sure. And I know the energy shift because when you had surgery, I was the same way. I was like, I would do it all gladly. I got you.
And then at some point there's a switch
where you're like, well, you don't get over it because you know you're in it. But you're like, this is brutal.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I never felt that.
Yes, you did.
No, I
saw it a few times in you.
No, I didn't.
Can you?
I'm just very expressive. So I could be thinking about something else
that's
and
nonsense.
You thought that I was thinking about
you're
that.
You worried about learning your lines and that's why you were
anyways,
being a little bit tricky?
Yeah, I was worried about a second season. Oh my God, this is opening.
Nonsense.
I'm worried about a lot of things. There's a lot of things happening in our lives right now. There's so much stuff happening. All good.
Your boobs are going to be out on this
I know, camera. Right? Sorry. Anyways, that's what happened with Eric. He's doing much better. 9 back surgeries later. Hopefully it's going to be the last
one. No, this
one.
Is the last surgery.
That's what he says until, okay, Mac, mark my words. He said, ella dijo, listeners, it's not going to be the last.
No, mark your words. That's a really great thing to put out in the universe.
I'm just telling the truth.
This is going to be my last.
Okay, so that, you know, everybody hold him accountable
that,
for that.
We're projecting that into the world. I don't need anymore.
I hope to God, because I don't want you to have
I'm
anymore.
Not saying it's my last anesthesia, because I'll gladly do a Propofol and
see,
have
guys,
a little
that is so terrible.
To take a nap.
That is so terrible.
I have no problem
take
doing
Unison.
That. Like you, I don't have. She has stacks of pills to go to sleep at night. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do, what is it, Propofol? What is it?
Propofol. But that's because you get nauseous and you throw up.
Anyways. We're done with you and your surgery.
And ironically, we have an amazing like friend trainer that's on the show today talking about working out, get your body into
and
shape.
And she'll be
the
like, Eric, what
about.
Are you doing? Why are you doing all these surgeries? Anyways, let's talk about friendship. So we have a guest that is very special to me. She's a dear, dear friend. I met her right after Dylan. So Dylan is going to be 4 years old. So I met her, what, 3 and change, right? So it hasn't been friends for 20 years, my high school friend. I met her less than 4 years ago, and it's been life-changing. And I love when God puts people into your life for a reason, for a specific reason to give you meaning, to help you, to elevate you. And that's what Maria Leguizamon has done for me and for hundreds, thousands of women. She's a trainer. She's from Colombia. She's a mom of 3 boys, happily married.
You know what I love about her?
That she's a girl's girl.
Every time she's talking in training, she's all about sex. She wants all the women to be body positive, motivated, and to have sex with their husbands all the time. That's what I love about Maria.
That's what you love about Maria?
That's amazing.
Well, what I love about Maria is
she's telling women, feel sexy, be sexy. Give your husband some kula, as she puts it, all the time.
Yeah, she loves the word kula.
Give your husband some. Treat him right. Have fun. She is all about that. So I'm
good for her.
Why has none of that rubbed off on you? I'm
what
so
are you
confused.
About? Oh, you're so deprived. I'm sorry that you're starving.
So no, well, right now I'm.
Well, you can't even move.
I can't move.
Can't even move.
I'm
okay.
I'm so I don't understand how that rubbed off on you after all these years.
What?
She's like, she's always telling you,
Come on, mama. we're different
just
people. That's the
him.
Beauty. That's the state on it. That's the beauty of our friendship. We're very different girls and we still root for each other, love each other, support each other, listen to each other, laugh with each other, cry with each other. It's like, I love when girls can just unite and have valuable friendships that are just good for you. And Maria is good for me and for a lot of people. And I am so happy she's here with us today. I remember when I started training with her, I met her through another friend, Patricia, that used to train with her, and Maria will train me at her condo here. Her complex had a little gym, and I just had Dylan. Maybe it was 3 or 4 months after having Dylan. I felt fat. I was like, oh my God. And she had maybe, I don't even know how many followers, a couple of thousand. And her energy was so contagious and just so awesome that I was like, you know what, girl, you should be a brand. You are funny as shit. You are so incredibly crazy, you know, because ella está loca, 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 pero loca in a good way. And I said, you are going to be so huge. You need to start getting more active in social media and take this shit seriously. You are phenomenal. And at the moment, you know, she wanted to have another baby. She was like, you know, I just do this because I love it. It's my passion. Fitness, wellness is my passion, but I'm not into that. And fast forward to a couple of years later, she has more than 100,000 followers. She has her own clothing line. She is becoming a powerhouse.
Like a motivational speaker in a lot of ways.
She's almost like a motivational speaker. Yeah. And I'm so proud of her because I've seen the growth and I feel like I was part of it. I feel like I planted the seed. Anyways, Maria Leguizamón from Colombian Mafia Fit. She's coming right up.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm so excited, Mommy. Thank you so much for doing this. You know that you are one of my favorite people in the world. Eric knows.
Yes.
Now you can introduce. You wanted to say something. Now go ahead.
It's too late now. You ask me questions.
No, you start.
No.
Hola. Okay, I'll make the questions.
Unbelievable.
Maria, cuéntanos. How did we meet, Maria?
I didn't even want to start about how we met. I want to just cut to the chase. Maria.
Oh my God. Okay.
What drove you to your passion of fitness? When did you realize it was a passion?
Okay.
Obviously it's become a complete career. It's become, you know, you've transformed not just from a trainer who was doing a class, you know, here and there. You have your own business now. When did it start? Like you knew, okay, I'm going to be
ahora
a trainer.
Soy la jefa.
La jefa.
La jefa. You know, fitness has been always part of my life since like in my 20s, I started working out. And I always looked at it as a therapy, you know, like it was like a form of letting go of stress and a form to taking that time for self-care. You know, like I always encouraged like my friends in that time to find that thing that they love to do, either it was boxing, yoga, lifting weights, whatever it was, that time for me. So then I had my kids. I have three boys, like you guys know. And I feel like a lot of women will always come to me and ask me, how do I do it? Why do you look so good? Why do you look so strong? And I will always be like, listen, like anybody can do it. You know, anybody can just do the work, show up for themselves and make it happen and build the body that they want. Not anybody else's body, because we're always comparing ourselves with everyone else, but building your own body. So everything started little by little. And through the pandemic, when the pandemic started last year, it just was this big movement, not only a fitness movement, but more like an empowerment movement.
Yeah, motivational. I said you're almost like a motivational speaker at times to, yeah, to a lot of your clients.
I became like a fitness instructor slash motivator. And I have this way to motivate women that is not the regular way. I'm really raw. I say the things how they come out of my mouth. Sometimes they're not that good. But what matters is that they get it done. You know, like to me, there's no excuses. There's no drama. Just get up and do it. Oh, you're tired? I'm tired too. I have 3 kids. I have a husband. I have a dog. I have a nanny. I take care of everyone, you know, but I have decided to make that hour of my day for me, to me. So if I can do it, anybody else can do it. So everything has started because I really wanted to start helping other women feel the same way I feel. Confident, empowered. I'm not perfect, but I feel gorgeous. I don't care, you know? Like, it's all about how you feel. It's all about how you talk about, like, how you talk about yourself to yourself, you know, that self-talk in your mind. A lot of women, you know, more in the Latin community, I think Rosalind will agree that we're like so hard on ourselves. Like it's like this, like our moms don't teach us how to love ourselves, but how to change this, change that. Start by loving yourself. When you start loving yourself, you can make a lot of changes, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually.
That's great.
That's valid. And I think one of the things you said that, which has always been the most powerful thing that I've noticed about the way you train and how you are, is that you are blunt, you are direct, you do it in a funny way, but you're no nonsense. And at the same time, you're very, you empower women. There's never a cattiness or I've got this over you. No, there's no female head butting. You know what I mean? It's always about how can I lift you up in a way that's going to make you feel better about who you are. Don't compare yourself to me. Like you said, be the best version of you. And yeah, I think that's something I've always noticed about you. And like I joked about earlier, even you call my wife out, and that's my favorite thing in the world. Like when you're like, Roz, your ass is sagging. Pick that shit up. You need to start working your ass out.
Wow.
You need more protein.
You
gotta build the muscles. Like you always call her out, and I try to say it, and I just get yelled at if I tell her to eat protein.
Because I accept Maria saying it. I don't accept you saying it.
But I don't say that. I don't say that. I say eat protein. You need protein to keep your muscles strong.
And Maria says,
come on.
Maria likes to eat chicken. I don't eat chicken.
But there are other vegetarian proteins.
Roz is vegan. But I think, yes, it's all a matter of like, to me, working out should not be boring. To me, working out should be something fun, that you're smiling, that you're really, I always emphasize a lot of my workouts. And this is something that with Roz, it was a fight when we were training, that breathing, people forget to breathe. Yeah. As simple as breathing and connecting with your body, you know? So to me, it's all about having fun, connecting with your body, taking that time to really inhale the good things and exhale the bad shit, you know? Like it's an hour of your day to connect with your body, connect with yourself and breathe, you know? At the end of that hour, you feel so open, you know? Like you feel like a different complete person. So I think the moment that people start seeing working out and being active and eating healthy as a lifestyle and as something fun that you can do to yourself, I mean, it's goals, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, you decide the quality of life you want to have, you know? It's all about health.
Maria, how many certifications you have now? You have the yoga, how many?
I have yoga certification, but I have 3 different kinds of yoga, which is flow. I have Bikram yoga and I have sculpt yoga. I have TRX also. I was also trained to teach bootcamp classes and as a personal trainer. So I bring everything together into my classes. You will always find doing yoga exercises, Pilates exercises, strengthening exercises, but everything, no matter what, with breath, everything connecting breath to movement. So I like to mix it up, that way your body never goes into a plateau and it's always wandering and you're always sore in places that you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I had that muscle there. Yeah. So, and it's all about, like you say, Eric, having fun and putting yourself out there and getting out of that, of your comfort zone, you know, because that's one of the things, like, you know, we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. We hate our bodies, but we don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So, bitch.
Well, okay. That leaves me going. Was she, because you know, I just got done in the beginning of this podcast saying how amazing my wife is, because she is, but she's a complainer. She complains.
I don't complain with Maria.
Is she a good student? Does she take your notes? Be honest.
Ross is great. Ross is great.
Does she take your notes? Yes, I do.
Eric, she doesn't listen to you, but she listens
zero.
Okay? Let's put it out there. Like, all the girls listen to me.
I have to add another. So she has all the certifications. Maria has another certification that we always joke about. Maria's a therapist. She has a way to convince or to, I don't know, make women open up. And she has a lot of clients, a lot of people, high profile, normal, all kinds of, all walks of life. Everybody opens up to Maria. She knows the life and the secrets of every single person.
It's like a barbershop.
And her work ethic is incredible. She doesn't say anything, but she's like, I'm a fucking therapist. Everybody tells me everything because they feel super comfortable with Maria.
I have become a personal therapist to all my clients and even like my community of women that I have right now. They all like send me these long DMs and I love it. I take the time to read it. I take the time to give my humble advice or what I think is the correct way to do or like whatever it is. I think it takes a lot for a woman to open up to another woman. Mm-hmm. So I love it. I love to listen to my mommies. I love to give advice. And I, you know, like I say, like working out is a vulnerable time because you're pushing yourself. You're like, you're getting off that comfort zone if you're not used to working out, which a lot of the girls that work out with me in my challenges and in my community is their first time, you know? So they find that confinement in me. They find that trust of like, I'm not going to judge anybody. And that's one of the things that I also, like you said before, since I'm so raw and I'm so open and so blunt, I think my community has become this open space to talk about the things that we don't talk about, to feel okay without being judged. There's no judgment in my community. It's always like, just say whatever you're feeling. We'll go through it. We'll push you. We'll advise you. But there will never be a criticism against something that you're saying. And that's something that in women really stands up because normally we're all trying to attack each other and compare each other with you know, comparing ourselves with others. And in my community, it's not about that. In my community and with the woman that I train, it's about, you know, supporting us, inspiring us, motivating us to be our best self, because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. What a boring life it is to be sad, to be miserable. You want to be, a happy hoe, but a hoe means I'm gonna give happiness over everything.
Let me see. Happiness over everything. Happy hoe.
happiness over everything, because you got to really choose to be happy and the power is within you. So it's much more than fitness. It's finding that comfort within yourself, embracing who you are, loving yourself, and really doing it for you, because nobody else is going to do it for you.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
You're doing these challenges now, Maria, and you've done several of them. Like, yeah. You have how many students at a time? When you do these, like, eight-week programs, you have, like, thousands, right?
Yeah, we have, in my community, we have, like, right around 7,500 women that do my challenge.
Oh, my God.
This time around, we have, until now, I mean, we still have until Monday for people to register. And even the first week people register, we have 600 women that are in the challenge. But notice that there's people that do the challenge and people that do the program on its own because they don't want to do it as a community.
Okay.
So, I mean, these challenges really started last year in the pandemic. I used to do small challenges of 10 women. And when the pandemic started, I decided to open it up. And there's when we grew our community to 7,000 plus, you know?
I remember when the first one you did, that you really have like no, like a clear idea of how many people were going to sign in, right? And it was like, oh my God, Ross, you know, I have like 100 and something. And then, oh my God, Ross, 200 and something. And then it kept growing and the number was ridiculous. I'm going, Maria, this is phenomenal. This is your first challenge and you have hundreds and hundreds of women. And the comments are so beautiful. The feedback is fantastic. They end up loving you because you're transparent and you're fun and you're loca y hablas malo. You're super sexual with your stuff in a very funny, cute, you know,
that's
empowering way.
That's the part that I like.
What?
The sexual
she makes
part.
It all sexual. I told
Be
her.
Oh my God.
She's like, wait, just go home and sit on your poppy. Like, sit on him, have fun.
Sit on it.
Sit on it, have fun. Like, dude, every squat is like you're sitting on him. Sit on his face. I'm like, what?
Totalmente. Pero I'm going to say something.
Oh God.
They get it. Like, these women.
They get it. This one doesn't get it. Rosalind doesn't get it, but you get it. Okay, that's good. The other women get it. It's great.
What?
Right. Eric, this is not going to help you get something else. This is not going to help you. But yeah, Ross, like this started, like I would have never thought, like, I mean, I was a personal trainer before. I have my clients, like really big clientele that used to come to my gym. So I never expected this to be so big. And I just kind of like threw myself at it. And it's been such a humbling experience to have so many women, you know, messaging me and being part of my community. And not only like towards me, but like the way they interact with each other, they make friends, they feel that the power of community. I mean, I've never experienced community like I do right now. Women really helping each other and like really pushing each other to get it done. You know, if somebody doesn't want to do it, they put we have WhatsApp groups, we have the Facebook group. So I'm like, I'm giving you all the tools for you to succeed. So what's your excuse? So when I tell them, when you don't want to work out, send a message. You're going to have 20 women respond to you, come on,
Let's do it
and send us a picture, you know, and show up for yourself. So it's been a dream, you know. I mean, I text you sometimes throughout this year, like, I cannot believe how this has, I never thought I would have my own company, to be honest, you know, and this is such an American dream. I'm from Colombia, this girl that moved here, 18 years old. I worked in marketing, PR, and now I'm, you know, empowering and, you know, making fit all these beautiful women around the world, because we have women around the world.
And the transformations, when you post pictures, you know, of the before and after they complete the 8-week program, it's incredible how their bodies just transform and they're so happy and so grateful. It's awesome.
that's the part that I love the most. I mean, the changes in the body, I always say they will come. If you stick to it, you're going to lose the weight. You're going to gain the muscle. That's all up to you to do it. But what really, like what really, really gets to me, and I cry and I show it to Jay and I'm like, is their attitude. If you see that before picture, they're like, mm-hmm. And then you see that after photo, they're like, belly to spine, tetas up, culo out, like that smile, that confidence. Of course, you're making a change in your body. Yes. You're making a change in your head.
In your mind. You know, that, yes.
That's a big part. It's like a change in your life, right? Like it's like there are, I think that's what's special about you. I mean, there are trainers everywhere, but not every trainer knows how to tap into what's in your mind to get you to do what you need to do. Because if it's A, like you said, if it's not fun, it's already a challenge. Because if somebody doesn't enjoy doing something, it's already difficult. And when you have a lot to lose, whether it's, you know, weight or whatever, you're trying to gain muscle, it's a process. It doesn't come overnight. It's a journey. And if you're not on that journey with the right person that inspires you or motivates you, it's very easy to fall off that train. You know what I mean? It's just too hard.
Oye, y Colombian Mafia Fit, así se llama la compañía de María. Ese es el brand, sí. Colombian Mafia Fit. Los papis allá afuera, this is not just for females, you know? There's a lot of papi chulos que hacen el programa de María. There's a lot of couples, you know, like husband, wives, or sure. Boyfriend, girlfriend, that do it together. And the same way she's transforming the bodies of girls, she's also transforming the bodies of men. So I don't want people to think, oh, this is just a female community. Yeah, of course, she's a female trainer, so women are going to gravitate towards Maria more, but she can transform the body of anybody, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah, 100%. We have a lot of couples that do it together, and I love the support that the women get, because sometimes women don't get that support with their husbands, you know, or don't get that support with their friends. So sometimes they come together and they do it together. I started actually bringing Jay into my workouts.
Jay is her husband.
Yeah, Jay is my husband. So he started, I also teach private classes, like private Zoom classes. And I have over 200 women that take the classes. And sometimes I tell Jay, everything started because I wasn't feeling well one morning and I didn't want to cancel class. I hate to cancel class. So I said to Jay, I'm like, Jay, you're going to have to take the class and I'm going to have to teach it. And he was like, he hated it at the moment because I push. I'm not like, I hate drama. I'm like, listen, just do it. And people loved it. I mean, Papi really like
delivered.
And from that, we actually, I'm actually working on getting the Dirty 40, which is a program for men as well and for women. And it can be done as a couple or individual, but it came out of that. So yeah, this is Papi, chulos, mommies. I mean, it's everyone. I mean, we even have the kids, like, you know, there's kids doing the challenges, you know, like not for losing weight or for anything, but, you know, they want to be part of whatever their mom or their dad is doing. And it's just beautiful. I mean, I see it in all the stories that people post and I'm like, the girl doing jumping jacks or Maya, they know me, like the kids aww. Know me. It's crazy. That's why I have to do like, kind of like censor a little bit when I talk. Me he vuelto más decente, Rosalyn. No sé si te has dado cuenta.
De verdad que sí. Qué bueno. Pero no me importa. María is so funny that she's basically saying that she has become less of a potty mouth, which I thought your potty mouth was so cute and it's adorable and it's what motivates, because she's just so crass and she would just say whatever comes to her mind. And you know what? Women, we appreciate that. Now you're in the middle of a class and you're trying to be a little lazy and she will call you out and call you whatever. Hey, bitch, you know what the heck you're doing? Not in a demeaning or trying to insult you. She's basically saying, cut it out. I don't like drama, bitch, get to work, you know? But we will laugh about it, you know? And even the people that at the beginning will take her class and be like, you know what? She can be a little bit too much because with the words that she uses, once they meet you, they understand there's no malice, there's no ill intention. It's just who you are. You're actually trying to be funny and it's just who you are. And they end up talking like you.
I don't try to be funny. I'm just funny. But yeah, I have a really potty mouth, but it's just the way I talk. And I think my message to all the haters out there that criticize me is like, let me be, Marica. Let me, like, I'm embracing who I am. I don't need to change for anybody. And my parents always have tried to change me. Even Jay, I'm like, no, this is me, you know? You always live a life trying to make everyone else happy. When you discover that you got to live a life where you want to make yourself happy and embrace who you are, there's when you find happiness, right? That's it.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
This bitch will keep being a bitch.
So, óyeme, una cosa, María, What happens the day that, you know, you do all these classes, you do three or four classes a day, you know, it's hours of working out and you have to be on point because you're teaching. So women expect you to do it at least 90% of the class. You're teaching, but you're also doing it, you know, because I have to learn by example. If you get up one morning and you feel like shit and you don't want to do it, do you cancel or do you just go, absolutely not, I'm just going to go power through it?
No. And there it comes, the whole topic about motivation. I don't wake up motivated every day. I mean, I am a really positive person. Actually, all this movement and all this empowerment with women have made me really positive. And I always try to, you know, find ways to be happy, even though life is not perfect. But I think we got to think, like, people text me like, I'm not motivated. I'm like, you're not going to wake up motivated. This is not something that grows on trees. This is not a feeling. You got to just action feeds motivation and inspiration. So you got to get up and do it. And then you're going to get motivated to keep continue doing it. You know, There's days that you don't want to get up. There's days that I don't want to do it, but I get up and I do it. And I tell you, you will never regret doing it. Claro. You will feel so proud of yourself of doing it. So, I mean, to me, it's a passion that I have. I love to work out. To me, it's not even like working out. It's just having fun. I do the salsa sculpt, which is so much fun.
I did it yesterday.
I mean, everything hurts today. So To me, it's like a party. To me, it's like, let's party for an hour. Let's work out your muscles. Let's feel alive. You know, let's have that time. I love music. Music is such a big part also of my classes. So I just get up and do it. Action leads to motivation. Always remember that. You, not every day you're going to be motivated to work out.
What's next, Maria? What's next? Now that you have this company, this business, you know, that is flourishing, and you have your brand, Colombia Mafia Fit, and now you have bands, you have gear, right? You have tank tops, you know, you're building like this beautiful empire. What's your goal? What's your north?
Well, now, I had the Mafiosa tank tops going, but now the big launch is going to be my leggings. Mm-hmm. They're made in Colombia, designed here in Los Angeles. So I'm really excited to bring this to all my mafiosos and all my community. But I think to me, the sky is the limit. To me is, I just want to keep empowering women. You know, to me, it's just getting more women so we can inspire other women to feel their best. You know, I think a life where you don't love your body and you don't love who you are, it's not worth it. You got to be grateful for your body. You got to be grateful for your life, and you got to keep showing up for yourself. So if I can keep, you know, I always say one cuca at a time, one cuca at a time.
One cuca at a time. Bueno, mami, I love you so much and I appreciate your time. Y hoy, the podcast comes out today and the Monday, and your challenge, this next challenge starts today. Is it too late to sign in? If somebody listens to the podcast, can they sign?
They can sign in to my challenge until the first week. I mean, you can do my programs anytime, and you can sign in into the challenge anytime throughout the 8 weeks. Okay. So it's all about buying the program that really just meets your goals. Okay. Either if you're losing weight, you will go with the 8-week program. Gaining weight, like gaining muscle, Body by Maria. If you want to concentrate in your lower body, La Fiesta del Culo. I mean, there's so many options. There's also programs even for pregnant woman. So you just buy the program and start, you know.
And they find you like on Instagram, Colombia Mafia Fit, everywhere. Twitter, the same thing. Facebook, the same thing.
I'm not a Twitter person. That's more for Jay. But I have YouTube, my YouTube channel also, Colombia Mafia Fit. I have a lot of free workouts there. We're actually going to start posting a little bit more of salsa scope workouts there. Right. But yeah, always you can find me on Facebook with Colombia Mafia Fit or Instagram at Colombian Mafia.
Perfecto. Awesome. Okay, mama.
So proud of you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome. Maybe you'll get some tonight, Eric.
Let's see.
Maybe. Thinking about Maria while we do it. He can't do anything. He had surgery. He can't even move. Not doing anything.
No, estoy
para eso. No estoy para eso.
I don't know what just happened, but it sounds like it's not going to work out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Un besito. Bye.
Thank you.
So, oh my goodness, Maria Leguizamón. She's awesome. She was great, right?
She is. It's great to hear an inspirational story of someone who just had a vision, you know, was plugging away with you know, doing great with what she was doing.
And now she's building this empire with her husband.
Building a brand.
I know. And her husband is helping her with everything. And
Jay's a big part of it. And they do it together, which is wonderful to see a family working together to build something together.
Three boys. Can you believe that body with three boys? I think they're Jacob, Noah, and And Ethan, they are, déjame ver, tienen, creo que nueve, no, ocho, siete, or seven, six, and the baby is like a baby, a year and something. And she got her body back better than ever. She's stronger than ever. So it's very cool to watch. Did you enjoy the podcast? Are you going to work on your core? You need core. You need strength. So your lower back gets better.
I need to work on everything. I just need to get my body better, and then I'll get back to the gym and work out, and I will start.
Are you? Do you think you're ever going to be able to go back to the gym full force like you do?
Oh my God, you're like Debbie Downer.
Because you are what? You're 46 years old with a body of a 75?
I'm 45.
You're 45?
This is like the worst motivational a podcast I've ever had.
No, don't say that because I'm always motivating you.
But right now it's like
always motivating
negative. I'm not going to make, are you ever going to get
guys, what did I just say? Are you going to work in core to get strength? I'm motivating you.
I'm going to get, as soon as I heal, I'm going to be fine.
Okay. I hope so because I want you healthy.
Where I'm at.
I want you healthy, Bobby.
Very soon.
Okay, my boy. Bye. I love you.
Bye. Love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.